From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Zimbabwe, the ruling party of President Robert Mugabe is talking about a runoff election. A runoff would be in order if neither Mugabe nor his leading opponent, Morgan Tsvangirai, won 50% in last Saturday's vote. No returns have been released for the presidential race, and Tsvangirai's party is asking the courts there to force a release. Well, joining us now is Patrick Smith, a correspondent for the newsletter Africa Confidential. And Patrick Smith, first, what does Robert Mugabe's party, ZANU-PF, what do they say about a runoff election?
Well, they say that if they don't get the required majority, they're prepared to go in for a runoff. And they also say they're absolutely confident they'll win because their deputy information minister, Bright Matongo, was telling journalists in Harare yesterday that they only put 25% of their effort into the first round, and this time they're going to add in another 75%, and they feel they're certain to win in any runoff.
Now, the mystery over last Saturday's vote could be cleared up if the Electoral Commission would release the votes. What's holding that up?
Well, that's right. I mean, what seems to be going on is at the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission in Harare, there are fairly serious disputes between ZANU-PF and the opposition MDC about the collation of all the results from across the country. And I understand that some of the opposition representatives are asking for a complete retabulation of some of the presidential results because they're not happy with the figures that the Electoral Commission have produced so far. So it could, in fact, go on for several more days.
Well, let's assume for a moment that the result is nobody winning 50%, and we've been led to believe from some random samples that were taken that Morgan Tsvangirai, the opposition candidate, probably won more votes than Mugabe, but we really don't know that yet. If that's the case, when would the runoff take place?
Well, the Constitution stipulates that it should be 21 days from the date of polling, and there are a lot of questions raised by that. The big one is, does the country actually have enough money to finance a runoff, to finance the printing of the ballots, the distribution of the ballots? But in theory, the runoff would have to be in the middle of April. But there is just one exception that President Mugabe could bring into play. He, in fact, has the constitutional right to postpone a runoff for a further 3 months if he deems the conditions are not right now. And there has been all week in Harare, I understand, reports that that might be one of the tactics the ruling party would employ to actually postpone a runoff in the hope they might be able to do something to turn around the economy and win back some of the support they've obviously lost over the last year.
90 days. I've heard it forecast that in over 90 days in Zimbabwe, the inflation rate could move from 100,000% a year to 600,000 percent a year. An economic turnaround seems less likely than possibly some kind of perhaps a government crackdown that might inhibit the opposition from campaigning or from winning.
Yeah, I mean, once you get over 100% inflation, I think all the bets are off. It becomes a sort of meaningless figure. So a lot of people fear that what they would do is engineer a turnaround, if you like, for some of their favored supporters, the people in the rural areas who get lots of resources, tractors, seeds, fertilizers, out to the farmers in the rural area who they will hope will come back to the fold and vote for ZANU. And as for the urban people, they'll come down and crack down on the media, crack down on the independent NGOs, and indeed on the opposition activists. And you'll see the opposition cowed as it had been in earlier years. I mean, now that might well be the strategy if they go for a three-month extension.
Tsvangirai's party, the opposition party, Movement for Democratic Change, has gone to court trying to get the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission to report. What else do they say? I mean, do they accept the idea that that they'll abide by the vote count as it comes out of the commission, that there'll be a runoff? What are they saying?
Yes, Morgan Tsvangirai's MDC have been fairly clear on their position on the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. They do actually have representatives at the commission, and they're going through the vote counts with the ruling party representatives as well. And they've said, yes, we will accept the outcome when it's published. We want it to be published as soon as possible.
Patrick Smith of Africa Confidential, thank you very much for talking with us.
Pleasure.